Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 43 through 46. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. Do you remember playing Follow the Leader when you were in elementary school? The challenge was to do everything the leader did. Later in life, the fun and innocence of this elementary school game give way to a critical life question. Whom am I following? All around us, we hear the calls of our culture summoning us to follow me. The call of wealth, the appeal of power and prominence, the desire for acceptance and relationships. What good can come from these enticing leaders? Is a blessing to be found as we follow them? Our finances disappear. Our position is eliminated. Our friends abandon us. When the facades of these leaders is shown for what it is, we are left without direction, hope, or a leader. This is when the gentle sound of Jesus' voice comes to us with the sweet invitation, "Follow me." At first, our response might be like Nathanael, "Can anything good come from Nazareth? Can anything good come from following Jesus? Why Jesus? Why fall in step with him? How is he any different?" Come and see. See him take your eyes off the treasures of this world that come and go to the treasures of heaven that have eternal value. See him show the power and prominence come not from being served, but from serving others. See him point out that the relationship that matters most is with him. See him give eternal hope to the lonely. As the leaders in your life fail or abandon you, hear the gracious invitation of Jesus to follow me. In him, we have the only leader who can lead us safely from this life to eternal life in heaven. Lord Jesus, forgive me for the many times I allow the distractions and facades of this world to be my leader. By your grace, let me hear your call to follow you and gladly fall in step behind you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.